From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. The Lebanese militant group Hezbollah claims that Islamic militants are responsible for the shelling death of the top military commander Mustafa Bedreddin near Syria's Damascus airport on Friday. Hezbollah announced Bedreddin's death before holding a military funeral for the commander later in the same day. In a statement released today, the group said it has launched an investigation and found an explosion which led to the martyrdom of Commander Mustafa Bedreddin was the result of artillery bombardment carried out by Takfiri, or Sunni extremist groups, in the area. Hezbollah fighters carried the commander's coffin through the streets of southern Beirut on Friday in a funeral procession. 55-year-old Bedreddin led the Shiite group's involvement in the Syrian civil war and was the highest official from the group to die since Hezbollah entered the conflict several years ago. A suicide car bombing near a police training center in southern Afghanistan has killed three police officers. 12 people, including at least one child, were wounded Saturday in Helmand province. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for this attack. The United Nations says in a new report that a group of 30 North Korean military instructors may have violated United Nations sanctions in providing pistols to Congolese army and police officers during training exercises. A panel of experts monitoring UN sanctions against North Korea said the pistols were issued to members of the Congolese army and national police, and some eventually ended up in the hands of Congolese peacekeepers working with the UN mission. According to Congolese soldiers and police, the pistols were issued during a training program in 2014 for the Congolese Presidential Guard. The United Nations bans North Korea from selling weapons or providing military training. The group now says that some of those pistols, the same type, are for sale on the black market in Kinshasa. This is VOA News.